I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The stock exchange in Madrid, Spain, had an update today. Investors liked the government's takeover of one of the country's biggest banks, but that's a little comfort to those Spaniards who find themselves struggling to make ends meet. Unemployment is at almost 25% in Spain, and that's pushing more and more people there closer to poverty. Some have turned to scavenging for food, as The World's Jerry Haddon reports from Madrid.
On a bus at dawn on the southern edge of Madrid, a 62-year-old Romanian immigrant named Titi Tarintiac stares out the window. His little wheeled grocery carrier rests next to him in the aisle. His destination is Merca Madrid, Spain's largest wholesale food market. Restaurants and supermarket buyers come to this complex of long warehouses for everything from fish to tomatoes. On this morning, the loading bays overflow with food. Soon, so will the big green trash containers. That's what Tarintiac is waiting for. Because I'm unemployed, he says, and I can't find work. I need to find a way to survive. Tarintiac says he worked for Madrid's City Park Service for more than a decade as a gardener, until 3 months ago when public spending cuts hit. The local government no longer had money to pay for people like me, he says. I have a family, a wife and two daughters who live with me. Our apartment costs about $800 a month, plus utilities. It's early and the garbage containers at Merca Madrid are not yet full, so Tarintiac wanders off between the 18-wheel trucks, examining melons and tomatoes that have fallen off pallets. Groups who work with the poor in Spain say food scavenging is becoming more and more common, as are visits to soup kitchens and other charities. Gabriela Jorquera is with the Madrid Network in the fight against poverty. She says as Spain's crisis enters its third year now, welfare payments for many people are running out. She says the crisis cuts across society.
Son personas cada vez más jóvenes, familias.
She says we're seeing younger and younger people falling into poverty. Single-parent families and immigrants have been especially hard hit by the crisis. Jorquera says the number of Spain's working poor is growing at an alarming rate. She says over the last 2 years, 2 million more people have entered this at-risk category, bringing the total to over 12 million.
El resultado de las políticas de austeridad y las medidas contra el déficit.
She says Spain's budget slashing, designed to reduce the national deficit, is the wrong way to go. Instead, she says the government should boost welfare payments, invest in job training and education. But Spain is in the midst of a major banking crisis brought on by a collapse in the housing market. This week, the government announced its fourth bank rescue package in 3 years, this time to the tune of up to $30 billion. That, combined with financial markets demanding austerity across the eurozone, leaves the Spanish government with little maneuvering room. And it leaves Spaniards who still have jobs worried as the country re-enters recession. Plácido Gascón works in a Barcelona construction supply warehouse, loading bricks and sacks of mortar. He says his job is safe for now, but his two grown children, both with law degrees, haven't been so lucky.
Hombre, claro, tengo los hijos, mira, tengo mi hija que ha hecho la carrera de derecho.
The two of them are living at home with me, he says. I used to think at this age, with their schooling finished, my kids would have flown the nest, but these days it's impossible. Bunking up with family is one way to save money, but immigrant Titi Tarintiac doesn't have that option. His extended family is in Romania. As the morning marches on at the Madrid food market, he says what he'd really like to do is retire, collect his pension, and go back to his country. But he says he needs to work a few more years to qualify. But who's going to hire a guy who's 62 years old, he says? What company would want me? At my age, it's difficult. No one is going to hire me just so that I can reach retirement and quit. Tarintiac turns the wheel his small grocery carrier, overflowing now with produce, back to the bus stop for the trip home. One must trust in the future, he says as he leaves, that it will bring us something better. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon, Madrid.